You are listening to the 2-Minute Time Warp, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2MTL 278. Asylum of the Daleks reveled in Doctor Who's history. We were promised, and we got, Daleks from 1963 to 2010, although it was easy to miss them if you were paying attention to the story instead. But right from the beginning, the history of the Daleks was a bit of a stumbling block to enjoying the show. That is, depending on how deeply you were clinging to it. Since the revival in 2005, the Dalek race has been wiped out of time, resurrected, and erased repeatedly. When we last saw them in the classic series, the Doctor tricked them into blowing up their home planet, Skaro, which he stood on in this episode's opening. We were introduced to a new paradigm of candy-coated Daleks that was to replace the Russell T. Davies Daleks, and instead saw them skulking in the background behind a parliament full of RTD Daleks. To summarize, Asylum of the Daleks is an impossible story. It's taking place on a planet that shouldn't exist, on a timeline that makes no sense, in a universe that doesn't know whether to fear or forget the Daleks. You might think that I'm nitpicking to talk down the story despite my strong review in the last episode of my podcast. No, I'm actually trying to demonstrate the futility of the nitpicking. Because after a certain point, trying to untangle Doctor Who continuity becomes less about enjoying a television series and more like a kind of taxidermy. Imagine all of Doctor Who's time and space represented as a moving, shifting globe of stuff. When you're watching an episode, you're looking at that globe through a window. Widescreen since 2005, standard definition before that. Anyway, not only can you not see the history unfolding outside the window's opening on different times each week. Now, on top of that, imagine that this globe of time and space is full of liquid, with all the bits of Dalek history and every other history suspended in it. And here's the Doctor, traveling through that liquid, and disturbing the surrounding history wherever he goes, whether you're looking or not. See, it's not just fatigue or the impossibility of the task that keeps me from getting hung up on continuity conflicts in Doctor Who. It's the nature of the current show, the line that time can be rewritten, which is part and parcel of Stephen Moffat's philosophy of the show. His Doctor is a change agent, a rewriter. History is unreliable. You can pretty much only trust what you're seeing through the window at any given time. This isn't all that new. Remember that Genesis of the Daleks itself was about changing history. And in Doctor Who, that means changing continuity. But now, more than ever, enjoying Doctor Who means making peace with the fact that older episodes may not be history. They may simply be stories that the Doctor, knowingly or unknowingly, may revise tomorrow. And that's the latest episode of the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. Coming up, the review of Dinosaurs on a Spaceship. And immediately afterward, well, not immediately afterward, the next day, I'll be joining the lads from Radio Free Skaro. Check it out at radiofreeskaro.com. My podcast is at twominutetimelord.com. Links to social media and comments and other stuff, it's all there. Catch you soon.